This is the Braether Point.
The news is fake. The polls are fixed. The pundits lie. The politicians cheat. The swamp is deep. The enemy desperate. They push fear, hate, death, and ignorance. And in their ignorance, they mistake force for power. Power is not force. Intimidation is not inspiration. Power and inspiration come from God. God is not with us, but we are with God. The enemy denies God, and so in the end, they will be powerless. I'm a retired SOCOM soldier, DIA intelligence collector, and ex-DEA special agent, targeted by the deep state and turned whistleblower. Now your intelligence officer, repurposed as chaplain, teacher, leader, and truth teller. New mission, restore our fallen republic. Objective, defeat the deep state. Means, expose fake news. Tools, truth, discernment, and free will. Attention, deep state Dems, Antifa, BLM, rhinos, and assorted traitors, foreign and domestic. Your masks won't silence us. Your shutdowns won't stop us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as fierce as the Imperial Japanese. You're not as brutal as ISIS. And we beat them all. You're next. Welcome. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. Welcome, everyone. Yes, I am out of YouTube timeout jail for being a bad sheep, but probably not for long. But while I am here, go ahead and like, share, and subscribe my YouTube channel. And also go to jeffreyprather.com, jeffreyprather.com, and subscribe there to get my free newsletter. For a deeper dive, go to patreon.com, and you can see I'm sharing the screen with my Patreon site, patreon.com/jeffreyprather. And I was going to say, there you can see unique videos of the Black Ops team breaking into the Capitol building in full body armor, in full black gear. Looks like they have an Antifa flag. But now that's up on the Gateway Pundit and is going mainstream. And in a couple of days, it'll probably be up on Tucker. And that is good news. Although Fox has suspended the Fox 26 reporter who taped the offline conversation because Fox, like CNN, is run by the deep state and part of the propaganda press. But we are taking back ground in the fifth generational information influence operations war space. And that is what is most important. But lots of stuff up on my Patreon. I've been posting since Monday. And you can subscribe there if you would like. Team America, so stand to and get organized like Florida is, but don't go ahead and get any satellite phones yet. I'm working on some special satellite phone deals for Team America, but you can find good Faraday bags up in my shop along with one-time pads and other things there. So anything I have is high quality. Working on getting past the Chinese stuff, but it is difficult to do. Brace, brace, brace. Deep show, deep dive today. Lots to cover, so stay with me. First off, happy birthday, Army. Happy 246. Proud to be a soldier. We're in my Army. I am a soldier, and my tradition and heritage is strong. Yes, we have had terrible sins, but we have also done great deeds as well. So happy 246, one day late. I think it's the Marine Corps birthdays on Thursday, maybe. And happy birthday yesterday also to President Trump. And also happy Flag Day. Hope you had your flag up as well. So those are important. And in the dojo, I had the kids recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and they all knew it. And so that was great. So a couple things breaking. The first breaking is that Gateway Pundit mainstream media is getting the stories out. And that is the Black Ops team, literally a Black Ops team, Blantifa. They're breaking into the Capitol ahead of time to let everybody else in. And there's other videos of masked unnamed guys pushing back people to try to keep them out. So Jan 6, clearly false flag. That's why the DC police will not lease the video footage, because it will show the truth. And this is a false flag. And I tried to warn folks about that. And a couple people said, yeah, you listened to my warnings, didn't go. Very happy that you did not. But we also got to pray and help those who are in trouble as well. Biden is babbling and bumbling and silent, deer in the headlights at the EU and NATO. No surprise there. It is ridiculous to see. And there was a San Francisco black thief breaking into a Walgreens, just came in, rode his bicycle in, filling up his trash bag. Security guard just stands there. And I will talk about shortly some black on white assassinations as well. And that's all part of the fake race baiting black scheme. Not that there aren't terrible sins of racism and slavery and genocide. There are. Tulsa, the anniversary of Tulsa, I talked about that. I'm always talking about the betrayal and murders of tribal people. But we have also done a lot of great things as well, and that's important to understand. Also, Arizona ballot counting, not the audit, but the ballot counting is probably wrapping up today, and proud to say Team America and some of my most skilled assets are up there working it. And that is coming along. Keep your eyes on a swivel. Watch your six, because Blantifa has been holed up there for quite some time. And I think Wyoming is touring today. And so this begins to look like the first domino to fall. And that is why there may be kinetic actions, false flags, or even, as someone said on another show, and I'll be on Mike Adams on Wednesday, by the way, Norquist said that. Really good interview, but I disagree with the conclusions he reached about nuclear war, but I'll be talking about that with Mike on Wednesday. But certainly there are certainly signs of that. Put out a message to Team America about fully hazmated Chinese sitting in Charles de Gaulle Airport and roads blocked in Arizona, Nevada, all of that. If you're interested in Team America, go to jeffreyprather.com and sign up for Team America or Team Canada. And we'll be getting a Team Global, Team Freedom out up shortly, because I've got Guatemala, Tibet, Thailand requests all over the place. So happy to have you. The Arizona AG, Bronovich, is pushing back at the fake DOJ AG, and Arizona Senator Wendy Rogers, airborne, fellow airborne soldier there, is pushing back at DOJ too. So, as usual, Arizona is at the heart of what is going on, and that is excellent to see. So that's kind of a quick update, and there's my Freedom is Taken mug there that you can get on the shop. And I will now, if you've had a good look at this Patreon, going to take that out of there so you can see my tech. It was like a monkey with a football in here this morning trying to get things working. Didn't get everything working. Wanted to show you that video live, but didn't work. But this is now the high-tech blackboard there that you can see, contrasting conventional and irregular warfare. And the looking at the effects desired and the effects desired to isolate from contract and defeat the military as opposed to the irregular warfare part of that is to render the military irrelevant. And that's really important in if you're talking about any kind of warfare as well. Mao Zedong said that the nuclear option is a paper tiger. And then you see the effect desires to gain or erode support, population, and government and focus, as opposed to government and military. So you see those paradigms shift. And that's why that is so important. And hopefully that will understand better. But regardless, Team America states, you got to get your act together and get moving. Kudos to Florida and Ohio as well. So starting a deep dive here to go in. Deagle, someone reported, Sergeant Report reported that Deagle was gone. Deagle is back up. If you don't know, Deagle is kind of like a Janes. It's an alternate intelligence site for evaluating military stuff, and it is back up. It's always been pretty mysterious, but most importantly, the 2025 forecast that starkly predicted that America would be wiped out will be overshadowed by the election and the Charlie 19er, Democrat-inspired social chaos across America. That article is down. I talked about that, and that was, and it still is perhaps up on my Patreon. I don't know if they've taken that down as well, because that gets censored. Working on new platforms, new stuff coming soon. But their conclusions after the Charlie 19er is that the Western world success model has been built over societies with no resilience that can barely withstand any hardship, even a low intensity one. And that the Charlie 19er crisis will be used to extend the life of this dying economic system through the so-called Great Reset, which is climate change, extinction rebellion, planetary crisis, green revolution, shale oil, other hoaxes promoted by the system. You can add the UFO alien to that. But it is back up online, but that is gone. But that shows the desperation of the enemy to control the narrative, and they are losing control of the narrative. That's why they have got to do censorship of me, of Trump, of anything with Charlie 19er, of any real statistics. And also, by the way, I did put out on my Patreon several prophylactics and protocols for defeating the Charlie 19er with the typical India, Victor, Mike, ivermectin responses as well. But remember, the Deagle reported predicted that 70% of the U.S. population, about the same percentage, would disappear by 2025. That, of course, goes along with the prediction by Nobel laureate Luc Montagnier about the non-RNMA vax jab that will kill about 20 million. And of course, he's been censored as well. And of course, the Spanish flu one century ago represented the death of about 40 to 50 million people. The world's population is about four times greater because life is getting better. There's less death, less war, less disease. Actually, things are better if you look at history. But that death casualty count today would represent between 160 and 200 million. And there's also a lot more cross-pollination now through aircraft, high-speed aircraft moving around as well. So they've also said that the economic crisis due to the shutdowns would cause more deaths than the virus. Of course, that has been shown to be true as well. And I'm still walking around seeing businesses wearing masks and people in their car by themselves or walking by themselves, just mask morons. Hard to believe that Americans are that stupid, but they are, and ignorant as well. But the important thing to realize here is that Deagle.com is up, but that report is gone. And so every time the enemy does something like that, that confirms the importance of that intelligence. And so by their actions, they are confirming the importance of what they are doing. So this is brace today. It is the rise of deep state slavery, and that's genetically and financially. And this is really what the whole rig and deep state conspiracy was about. Just breaking now that the UN was talking before the election, and also that Obama lifted the gain of function, the GOF, 11 days before Trump took office. So he had two terms and he lifted it 11 days before. By the way, there's a picture photo out there that he's in a lab and they're saying he's in Wuhan. That is not true. He isn't in the Wuhan lab. That's phony, but he did lift the gain of function research. And the gain of function research is, of course, what Rand Paul and others have been trying to get Fauci to focus on. Of course, he's lying. No surprise there, because Brennan lies, Holder lies, Comey lies. They all lie under oath, and the FBI purges themselves and gets away with it. Mueller lies. But the important thing is that that Obama lifted this just 11 days before Trump. A lot of stuff happening there, like the crazy email that Jared sends herself. And Act Truth says BlackRock buying up. Yep, I'm going to get the BlackRock AC Truth. That is really good. And somebody else asked about Shiva. Think Shiva is great. Love to have him on the show. Also trying to get Georgia Dr. Carrie Madej on the show, and going to be talking about her work a lot today as well. But it's in the actual Obama White House archives, which, by the way, are digital, so they can be changed, but they did not change that. So Swordfish 007, 0007, glad you're alive. So you can always get me on jeffreyprather.com. That is my platform. It's not live, but later, but I'm also on Rumble, BitChute, Brighteon, CloudHub, and moving to other platforms very soon. But right out of the White House archives, today the White House Office of Science and Technology is releasing recommended policy guidance for departmental development of review mechanisms for potential pandemic pathogen care and oversight. And the specific language is lifting the current moratorium. The current moratorium had banned gain of function. By lifting the current moratorium, Obama was lifting the ban. And so when you say pandemic, it was planned, and it is a pandemic. But again, Arizona audit is finishing up today, and Senate President Karen Pham and Wyoming officials are touring the floor, and TA Team Arizona is in the house. Some of my most skilled folks, low profile, doing their work. Proud of you guys. Also, the reporter, young guy who broke the story of the Clinton Lynch tarmac story, where both Clinton and Lynch, the attorney general, perjured and lied to themselves, has been found dead. Christopher Sine in Birmingham, Alabama. And of course, it is being investigated as a suicide. But I think he just published a book, had five kids, very healthy, and now he is suicided. That Clinton death cartel keeps moving on. And that's another reason why everybody, you know, Fox and everybody thinks, and the radio show I used to be on, what is it, KVOI, yeah, fake radio station, fake news. Oh, Ollie North is great. Ollie North founded the Clinton death cartel of CIA, cash, cocaine, and Contras in Arkansas by illegally carrying out a covert operation that Reagan wanted him to do and should have owned and did not. And that's where I cut my teeth on covert operations. Of course, mine usually got turned down. They are usually in law enforcement, they're called SARC, Special Activity Review Committee actions. And of course, mine were actually functional, so they wouldn't let those go, but they'll run guns and run drugs as well. There was also a 39-year-old black man targeting white males in a two-day-long shooting spree that spanned two states, Georgia and Alabama. And just like there was an assassination of the journalist in Alabama. And so the kinetic covert assassinations and hit teams will hit in the friendly areas, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Florida. That's where you're going to see all of that continue to happen, because they have to take kinetic action in those areas as best they can. It's got to be covert, because if they did it overt, if they came in and marched in, they would be turned around easily, because third generation kinetic warfare will easily defeat fifth generation kinetic warfare think about David and Goliath. A lot of people don't even understand about that. But really, Goliath, you know, 10 foot, if you measure out the cubits, he's about 10 foot tall. He's got a shield bearer, comes out against little boy David. And he wants to pretend that he's in a fair fight. But of course, it's not on reach, on muscle, on size. But David understands that, having already slingshotted lions before defending his flock, and has nothing to do with a fair. He's not going to close with anybody. I have, no one ever does that, but in the dojo, I get the little martial arts mommy boys, bad boys in their basements criticizing my YouTube martial arts stuff, because then they're projecting, hey, you've never been in a fight, you're not in the military, you've never arrested anybody, just projecting their own insecurities. But the idea of a challenging a ninja to a fair competitive match is completely against the reality of what ninjutsu is. And that's the same thing with any good strategic war manual. That's Gorin no Sho, Book of Five Rings, Clausewitz, anything. The Chinese, I'm forgetting the name of Chinese right now. But in Brookhaven, there was another black guy that ran up on Saturday and stabbed a white woman with a baby in the back. And these are coordinated attacks. You're never going to hear this in the mainstream media, but it's just like throwing smoke to cover a conventional movement on the battlefield. This is what the Blantyfa riots were all about. And the FBI is totally bought into this and moving forward. There's also siege warfare, but it's Sun Tzu. Thank you, Dinik Kosama. It's nice to have YouTube back where they can help me out here. There was also gunmen ambushed an ammo convoy bound from Mexico to Texas, cutting off 7 million rounds. That's siege warfare. They are cutting off the ammunition from getting to the guys. If you watch The Outpost, one of the movies I've said to watch, true story about Afghanistan, and I use that movie as an example of what winning looks like, is that we're still standing after they throw everything at us from all sides. I'm not saying we're winning now, but if you look at The Outpost and see sheer cliffs surrounding this outpost that some idiot general in the army put these army guys in there, true story. And then they're still standing after they've thrown everything. And the QRF commander captain looks them down and goes, when he finally gets there, is, wow, glad they're on our side. but this is siege warfare, is these gunmen have ambushed this ammo caravan, because the plazas, the corridors into the United States, including in Mexico, in Guatemala, Panama, on down, I've worked all of that material, all that territory in law enforcement, military intelligence, both, was hijacked. That is siege warfare. That's cutting off the ammunition. If you can't control the guns, you can control the ammunition flow. And so I want you to see the patterns in all of this. And according to U.S. intel reports, the Taishan nuclear power plant in China is leaking. And American intelligence has been analyzing that for the past week and monitoring the situation after a French firm that co-owns the plant flagged the issue to Washington. And they're saying it is not yet at crisis level, and of course the Chinese are saying everything is normal. What's crucial about this is what I'm going to talk about with Mike Adams on Wednesday, the Norquist report of Norquist saying that there might be a nuclear war. China might launch a nuclear strike on America. So right here, all of a sudden, a nuclear plant is leaking in China, and American intelligence is very aware of it. And it is a fission gas leak. And they're volunteering to help with it. But of course, China won't take that. They won't even talk to Miley or the Secretary of State. And they're laughing at Biden behind his back. But this is likely a counter to that rumor of war. You know, that's a biblical quote, if you don't know, by the way, that, hey, your plants are sabotageable as well. Think about all the sabotage attacks, and I'm going to talk more about that. And Shadow Boxer says, China has more problems than solutions, and that is very true. Curious how the dam looks. So Shadow Boxer is real smart. That is very true. Is they look like they are really strong, but their aircraft carriers don't work. They can't feed their population. Their dams are breaking. They're having lots of problems. They're trying to look strong, but they are not strong. And again, talk about more of that on Wednesday with Mike Adams. And that's why they developed the concept of unrestricted warfare back in 1999, because they know they can't take us head on. Whether it's on the high seas or whether it's in hand-to-hand, like with the Indian soldiers, where the Indian soldiers are breaking the necks of the Chinese soldiers. So, but on the fifth generational warfare front, they are very, very competent, and they have laid out a much more complex plan than Operation Overlord. And hopefully you watched the movies I told you to watch, which is Midway and Longest Day, and there are others I'll be talking about here. By the way, there are some other ex-intelligence people that are floating around access to Biden's laptop, and I advise against that, because if you get the hard drives that have the Asian child porn, you're actually violating 18 USC something. And it is probably a setup. So you don't need to look at that. Law enforcement has it. They're not doing anything with it. There's no point to do that. So don't fall. That's another kind of entrapment scam. So inflation is very much out of control, according to Forbes. And if the inflation rate was calculated the way it was back in 1990, it would, because they changed, they adjust the stats to make sure it works according to what they want, it would be above 8% by now. And if it was calculated the way it was back in 1980, because again, they keep changing the calculations to make things better. They do that with the same thing with the S&P 500. And if you don't make a certain level, then they take you out. So it maintains a rate, is it would be about 13%. But of course, they're saying it's about 5.3%. But it's probably closer to 20 or 30%. And that is because the effects of the economic war through the Charlie 1-9er BioVector PSYOP pandemic. And so groceries are very expensive and things are very short and you can't get them. That was the plan. That was to put China back on par with the United States pre-Trump. And so that has worked very well. And Lowe's, for example, is talking about elevating our pricing ecosystem. Well, that's going to tie into what I'm going to talk about later. About financial slavery along with genetic slavery, becoming financial and genetic slaves of the state. And General Mills is talking about strategic revenue management and holistic margin management. So what they're saying is they're going to raise their prices, and they're going to do that to go along with the international robber barons scheme to control you genetically through the not vax jab and through financial mechanisms, BlackRock in the White House. And also not coincidence is there's a ruthless cyber gang behind the hospital ransomware crisis. Although the FBI did recover some of the Bitcoin funds. Well, how do you do that? Well, you're in on it. You're getting your cut. Remember going back to CISA, the Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency, and I mentioned one of my long-term students who no longer is training with me or talking to me because he's a counterintelligence agent, probably told not to, or, hey, he's crazy or whatever, but he's got a job. Just like And I'll say it's, that's Mike Case, Dave Petersmark with the ICE, probably a SAC, was an ASAC by then, Phil Aguirre with NSA, DOD. But regardless, and there's more, but watch out for the feds. But there was a ransomware attack on a national hospital chain that brought Las Vegas hospitals to their knees. Another in Oregon shut down patient monitors, vital signs. In New York, one county's only trauma center briefly closed. Multiple attacks were carried out in recent months against U.S. hospitals, suspending surgeries, delaying medical care, and costing hospitals millions of dollars. And of course, these Eastern European cyber criminals, once called the Business Club, track back to the, wait for it, Russian government security services. So something bear, fuzzy bear, honey bear, something like that. And now known as Ryuk after its signature software, according to Bitcoin analysis, chain analysis. Now think about CrowdStrike giving an unsigned draft report to the FBI saying it was the Russians. But notes what they're doing. They are destroying the healthcare system. They're never going to let things go back to normal. It's the new normal. It is the great reset they are going to require. That's why you see these idiots still walking around in masks, even though the not jab and the shedding 4,500 to 5,000 deaths, hundreds of thousands of injuries from the disease, all of that. The gang also hit three hospitals in Alabama. Again, Alabama, they shut down systems. So this is part of the continuing unrestricted warfare, multidimensional attack to keep us off key, off balance, to rock us back on our heels. And Ireland's public health infrastructure had 16 targeted attacks. So this is a global, as I have said, World War IV, because War on Terror, Global War on Terror, GWAT was three, and it's informational primarily, and one of the vectors of that is cyber. And as things are starting to open up, and some people have had enough of masks, and of course, some people love them, and just keep going along, they'll just line up for the vaccination showers. But a lot of people have had that, so they have to then bring something else in to take things offline and out of the way. So I want you to see the pattern here. And this is why you have to become resilient and self-sufficient. And that's frontline doctors. Again, on my Patreon, I've posted lots of resources to be for concierge medicine, as well as a whole bunch of ivermectin sites as well. And hydrochloroquine, even posted my wife's recipe for hydrochloroquine as well. But Team America, by state, you've got to get moving, like Ohio, like Florida, and get organized. And if you're waiting for somebody else, then stop waiting and become a leader and stand up and get organized. Review my email in detail and follow that as well to sign up for Team America or Team Canada. And Team Freedom Global is coming soon. JeffreyPrather.com. Go there. Also, by the way, the HMAC DVD is now online video because we couldn't keep up with the demand for that. But I will shortly schedule that instructor seminar. But you got to know your stuff already. Probably if you're Leo FI or a SWAT or Spec Ops guy, you'll know it. But if you don't, it's a lot of stuff there because it's a martial art. It's not one of my classes or courses alone. So brace, brace, brace. Starting in the deep dive. So the unrestricted warfare that started long ago, 1999, and then was really developed under in 2009 when Obama comes into office out of nowhere, a nobody. And then there is a inflection point with George Floyd. It starts over a $20 counterfeit bill, part of a $1 million haul of counterfeit U.S. bills out of China that had been intercepted. and now goes along with the Reddit buyout, with the AMC buyout, with the crypto, the false narrative that a whole bunch of small guys got together and controlled things. This is continuing covert war, covert being that you can't see the origins and that you are making, again, the military in conventional to defeat the military, but in unconventional is to render the military irrelevant. And that is the key here. So BlackRock, huge financial international player, on its Going Direct paper reveals that the central bank is moving funds directly into the hands of the public and private sectors now. And this, again, is on my website because this is kind of a deep dive. Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, was appointed as trustee to the, wait for it, World Economic Forum, you know, like the World Health Organization that lied. The CEO of investment was killed in a fatal car crash less than 1 year ago. And BlackRock bought an equity stake in investment. And just 3 months before the Charlie 19er struck the U.S., investment CEO Justin Berman and his wife Mary Miller died in a fatal car crash in San Francisco when an allegedly intoxicated woman driving the wrong way struck their taxi and killed everyone. The Bergmans, again, left behind seven children. And so that's when Bill Crager took over as CEO. A lot of deaths these days. And the answer to that is if you're in a state where you cannot carry and you cannot train and you cannot defend yourself, the police are not going to do it. So you need to get out of those feral cities and feral states. Talked about that a lot. Not going to spend more time there. But JP Morgan Chase has announced an agreement with leading data aggregator Investment to help protect customers' financial data. And some of my Patreon and patrons are getting out of Chase. So 3 months after Bergman's fatal car crash, three Democrats, Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat Oregon, Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat Ohio, and Representative Ann Ushi, Democrat California, urged the Federal Trade Commission to investigate whether the sale of customer data to third parties violated the FTC's ACTS guidance on unfair and deceptive practices. And this is Democrats asking for this. Intimidation, strong-arming, and setting the stage all come to mind. But if you look at the FTC site, you cannot find any investigation underway because the golden rule is who's got the gold makes the rules. Though they should be being investigated. And remember, the Federal Reserve Bank is not a governmental institution. I've actually even worked with their private special agents. And when I met them, they're like, well, we're not like you guys. We're not part of the government. It is private. That goes back to John Adams' days and Thomas Jefferson arguing with George Washington. But the new CEO, Larry Fink, sent a letter to the chief executives of BlackRock saying that the climate crisis, there we go, the climate crisis was going to bring about a fundamental reshaping of finance. So here's another side to the Great Reset. And what's the climate crisis? It's whatever they want it to be. It's like transsexual, transgender training. What's that? Whatever we want it to be. And we just throw money at that. So investment did receive a civil investigation demand from the FTC. But they are, of course, fighting that. Meanwhile, Fidelity Investments, parent company, a network firm called Akoya, backing with 12 financial institutions, including JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citi, Bank of America, U.S. Bank, signed an agreement to exchange and integrate data. So this is, and the U.S. Federal Reserve has enlisted BlackRock to direct three of its bond buying programs. And not only that, they made the announcement prior to Congress ever even passing an act that allowed that called the CARES Act. So this is the new mega trend of big companies dumping trillions into investing. And this is BlackRock intends to have $1.2 trillion in assets in the next 10 years. And they're used, and now, for example, Merrill Lynch has begun assigning an ESG score to people's assets back in 2018. So what does this mean? This is, means that your data is being aggregated out. Your data is being sold as a commodity, and there will be new types of scores, not your regular credit score, but the credit score according to climate change by the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. So it's not China's a problem. It's not Iran. It's not ISIS. It's climate change. And of course, QAnon and Proud Boys and white supremacists, that's the real problem. Even though there are some 450 Blantifa riots and murders and burnings throughout the year, and then the false flag at the Capitol gets blamed on white white supremacists. So, and Biden has chosen BlackRock's Brian Deese for director of the National Economic Council. So once they got Biden in place, now they are just looting everything, very similar to what Putin has done with Russia. And Brian Deese is going to be the director of the National Economic Council, making him the top economic advisor at the White House. And he formerly worked with the Obama administration, because it's Obama back there and Jarrett pulling the strings. It's not Potter. It's the guy behind him in the stand-in, not in the chair. And he was instrumental in sealing the deal on Paris climate. And so our financial system is built upon the assumption that climate was stable, which it never has been. By the way, it's always changing. Today, it's clear that we can no longer live in such a world. So, and the Security and Exchange Commission Chairwoman Elysian Heron-Lee announced they are seeking public input on establishing a regime for requiring companies to disclose the risks they face from, wait for it, climate change. And BlackRock and environmental groups have been pushing for mandatory disclosures for a long time. So BlackRock's Wally Adeyemo is confirmed as Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Treasury. And Adeyemo was former president of president of the Obama Foundation and senior advisor for BlackRock. So they are controlling this completely. And Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and BlackRock are trading Bitcoin futures after BlackRock announced that they may invest in Bitcoin. So the unrestricted warfare with People's Republic of China, PRC, was to use the Charlie One-Niner, to use it as a PSYOP, because it's 96% survival below the age of 78, and above 78, it's rather above the age of 78, it's 96% survival. Below the average age of 78, it is 99.9% survival. There was no need for any vax ever, and these are not vaxes. There was no need to shut down schools. There was no need to give it to children, especially prayers for the little two-year-old that some idiot parents gave the vax to and died. I can't imagine why that was. You have to have some discernment and intelligence on your own. But the investment intends to use financial planning infrastructure through artificial intelligence, and threads the consumer's experience to actionable services to achieve their near and long-term goal. So this is like Cortana or any of the other devices that are listening to you and anticipating you and dividing up and aggregating your data for sale. The GAO, Government Accountability Office, used to be pretty good, and IRS agree that strengthening third-party reporting is one of the most effective ways to improve tax compliance. So more taxes. I think we had a revolution about that back in the day. Of course, the chemtrails and the real weather weapons and HAARP, they are not addressing at all. So, at the same time, Biden has signed an executive order for climate-related financial risk. and the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, published a press release stating achieving net zero emissions in the United States will require transformational investments in our energy sector and the broader economy, and the global financial sector will be a crucial player helping channel capital into investments that green our society. So this is going to reset completely, which is what they want and what they have been looking for. And BlackRock's Wally Adeyemo is also meeting with the Independent Community Bankers of America, so they get all the independent banks too. Think about It's a Wonderful Life. Think about the savings and loan there. And this is the engineering of the financial takeover through the Charlie One Niner PSYOP bioweapon vector for economic battle. So that China, who has lots of problems, as somebody said earlier, has more problems than answers, can reset everything so that they are back where they want to be. And so you're going to have to take action about this. So investigate your bank, your financial institutions, and your accounts. Look at your third-party disclaimers. There is an organization called Yodlee, Y-O-D-L-E-E. And you can ask if they're selling your data. They won't answer, but they are selling your data, because not only are they handling your money, but they're handling you. And if you are not in a positive green environment, zero emissions, what's going to happen is you're going to be financially unsound. And therefore, if you're financially unsound, it's like you're mentally unsound. And if you're mentally unsound, you're unsound, the state can then take control of you. And so that is the plan for deep state financial slavery. And BlackRock has positioned itself in the three high-ranking positions at the White House now. And on BlackRock's board is Cheryl Mills, old Obama and Clinton. And this is going to be called Financial Wellness and Climate-Related Financial Risk. And this is the engineered transfer of wealth, the Great Reset, that has come since 2020. And they're going to start aggregating your, and you, they may have already done this. You can look at your account and see how they're dividing up how you spend your money and if and where your investments are. And if they're not in the right places, then you're found unsound via the climate, then you can be taken over as a ward of the state. That's where it's not there yet, but that's where all of this is headed. So that's very important to understand. And the World Economic Forum's report on the Beyond FinTech, a pragmatic assessment of disruptive potential in financial services. So I've talked about the Polygon, the Cyber Polygon Great Reset before, but this is in more detail on that. And this is, you can look at their plans. And again, this is on my Patreon as well. And one of the charts says financial regionalization with China, Europe, and the U.S. connecting to delivering AI paths and open data. We're already heading to open data because remember I talked about the Akamai machines in the CISA and Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency. Those attacks have never ceased. And, you know, just in case you weren't sure, Pope Francis met with the big oil investors to discuss climate change, because that's what the Catholic Church Pope does. And that included Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, and Ernest Moniz, the former U.S. Secretary under then-President Obama and CEO of BP. So look at the gas prices right now. All of that is happening. So Charles Schwab is getting in there. Fidelity's in there. It is going to be very difficult to avoid this at all. Rockefeller Capital Management has hired investment to provide research and due diligence services for its new fund. And the World Economic Forum is spelling out its new scoring system as credit worthiness through alternative credit scoring. So it no longer matters if you paid your bills. It's whether you have your mind right now. And it's going to be AI algorithms, the capability to predict credit worthiness through alternative credit scoring that can potentially expand the marketplace to cover over 45 million people. And for example, this would be, you know, if you're racist, if you're non-racist, if you're anti-racist, you know, if you're pro Black Lives Matter, all of that will come into play there. That is how you will be financially owned, how you will be medically and genetically owned is that there is now a push to create straight DNA vaccines. And there was a recent NIAID vaccine research center saying that the viruses that they will create DNA prime from, because they're saying that the human genome is 360 billion years old, it's time for an update. So they know better than God. And the viruses invade human cells with their DNA payloads, and the synthetic gene is incorporated into the recipient's own DNA. If all goes well, the new genes instruct the cells to begin manufacturing powerful antibodies. The synthetic gene is incorporated into the recipient's own DNA. Alteration of the human genetic makeup, not just a visit, permanent residence. And once a permanent person's DNA is changed, he will live with that change and the ripple effects that are with that. That's what the RNA in the Charlie 19er is all about. Now, there is epigenetics. That is, you can change your genetics. Holocaust mother survivors who became mothers, their children were more resilient, more sturdy because they had to be. That's epigenetics. That's a burgeoning field. That's not the same thing. That's your body, your created temple of the soul adjusting to harsh conditions in a way that we as the creation can never understand the creator. This is messing with the creation. And with this, oh, here it says, the genetic code is 3.6 billion years old. It's time for a rewrite. The hubris, the ego of this, unbelievably. And of course, Bill Gates funded this synthetic self-assembling nanoparticles. And of course, the current Mike Romeo November Alpha not vax is from the Latin vaccinus, the word for cows, illustrating that the first vaccine came from Edward Jenner in 1800, used a small amount of cowpox virus to inoculate others. But that is not what is happening here. The not virus that causes symptoms, rather reaction to the virus. So the Salk Institute, remember Salk penicillin, Australia, showed conclusively that the virus is a vascular disease and there is hyper inflammatory aspect. It is very important to that. But the FDA's emergency use authorization permitted these vaccines, these not vaxes, to come out that would make infections less severe. For example, the Pfizer BioNTech and Moderna vaccines are not FDA approved, but have been released under emergency use. These novel vaccines that use messenger ribonucleic acid, which is a molecular portion of the virus's total genetic information. Long-term side effects are unknown. Neither mRNA nor lipid nanoparticles have been tested in humans. Vaccines commonly used to make antibodies would recognize and neutralize an infecting virus. An mRNA vaccine works differently because laboratory-made genetic material coding for a part of the virus spike protein is injected. And this is the spike protein aspect that I'm trying to get National Medical Team America to work on, although they are somewhat confused and hesitant. But again, I put out a lot of information on my Patreon recently, and more will be coming soon. So it first relies on the recipient cells to read this genetic code and make more of the foreign protein molecule for the spike protein. Then it relies on the immune system to make antibodies to this part of the virus. These antibodies are presumed to inactivate the foreign virus and not attack the person's own cells. Presumed is the key there. Experts have repeatedly told us that that is unknown. And we don't know about the lockdown. The Pfizer site itself says the clinical vaccine trials did not test for SARS-CoV-2 in all participants. So it cannot answer the question of whether the vaccine actually reduces infection or transmission of the virus. I'm reading from Pfizer's own stuff. And there's a lot more worthy people than me doing this. Tenpenny, Northrop, Dr. Madej. The Pfizer and Moderna COVID injections did not prevent infections. Then they're unsure if it prevented transmission. And variants can still infect people. You just heard Fauci saying that. A new study shows that Pfizer vaccine does not prevent transmission. And of course, as late as April 2021, with 86 million vaccinated, COVID cases are the same as in February, 2 months earlier. Dr. Harvey Rich, professor of epidemiology at Yale University, explicitly said in April 2021, that the vaccine companies provided no information on their shot stopping the spread of the infection. So then what is the point? Well, if you look at where the intelligence leads, the point is Depop. The need for the vaccine should be predicated on the risk of death. This is the American Frontline Doctors paper that was banned. And the fatality rates, again, per CDC, 0 to 19 years, 0.0003. 20 to 49 years, 0.0002. 50 to 69 years, 0.005. 70 plus years, 0.054. However, risk of the jab, the Charlie 1-9er jab, the Guillain-Barré, which has an up to 7% fatality rate, acute disseminated encephalitis at is up to 7%. The issues are so severe that of March 19, 2021, 19 countries plus Thailand had halted the use of AstraZeneca's vaccine due to blood clots mainly. And in April, Children's Defense Fund reported that Pfizer and Moderna shots could also cause blood clots. Of course, by the way, Biden wasn't wearing a mask over in Europe because nobody was wearing a mask because the scam is over there. In Germany, March 19, 2020, German Spectrum researchers reported they think clots may be due to an immune response where platelets are activating, stating the vaccine activates platelets and thus triggers thrombosis. One report said that the University Hospital of Brest in Brittany, Western France, showed up to 25% of its vaccine recipients called out of work due to severe symptoms. Of course, half of Fauci's staff is not taking it. And therefore, there are threats and there are bribes to get everyone to take it because this goes along with the Depop. And the anecdotal list of deaths can never be conclusive, but of April 12, 21, 2021, a snapshot, as a two-year-old baby in Virginia, dead 6 days after a second experimental Pfizer mRNA shot. A 61-year-old in South Carolina has brain aneurysm, dead 10 days after. Rachel McKinney, 35-year-old British healthcare worker, dead 3 months after. India actor and comedian, dead 48 hours after. European and U.S. databases show nearly 10,000 total deaths from experimental Charlie 1-9er jabs. 18-year-old has three brain surgeries from blood clots after the Juliet and Juliet vaccine. So most of this data is being scrubbed by the government from the databases. But again, half of the CDC's employees are not taking that. Based on the injury compensation data, the flu vaccine was dubbed the most dangerous vaccine. Published data in the 2011 Journal of Autoimmunity in 2012, shows aluminum adjuvants in the vaccines, aluminum also in the cloud seeding in the chemtrails as well. But this Charlie 19 makes it look safe, according to the flu shot. And does it even work? In a public health statement listed on March 30th, 2021, the Washington State Department of Health, DOH, acknowledged that 102 breakthrough cases of COVID-19 had occurred so far in the Pacific Northwest state since February 2021 alone. And all of these 100 people tested positive for Charlie 19er at least 2 weeks after their final dose of the Charlie 19er injection. 8 required hospitalization and 2 died. So Pfizer says that their shots are 91% effective against symptomatic Charlie 19er and 95% against transmission. But the CDC admits that there is a lack of data on this and say we are still learning. There is even more importantly, again, the fact that these are not traditional vaccines because of the mRNA involved and everything is permanently changed. These are experimental genetic modifications to inject you with Mike Romeo November Alpha, which is a partial strand of a genetic code that and then enters your cells and orders them to construct a spike protein similar to the Charlie 19er. And even Moderna's own statement, typical vaccines for viruses are made from a weakened or inactive virus, but the Mike Romeo November Alpha 1273 is not made from the Sierra Alpha Romeo Sierra Charlie Oscar Victor 2 virus. It's made from Mike Romeo November Alpha, a genetic code that tells cells how to make protein. The active ingredient is the mRNA, the mobile strings. So they are just starting to figure that out. But the other piece that is really, really important about that is here's a movie for you to check out, and that is Percy versus Goliath. So that's the Canadian farmer who just died, who took on Monsanto with the GMO, the genetically modified organisms. And the movie's pretty good. Christopher Walken, Adam Beach, native guy, great guy, actor. But in some ways, it's inaccurate. But and he did win against the Supreme Court in Canada. But there is a crucial statement in here. And this is what I'm trying to get Dr. Carrie Madej in Georgia on the show, because she is really the expert on this, probably more so than Tenpenny or Northrop, who I got to meet and my wife met at Tulsa. But the point of the case rested upon when Monsanto sold genetically modified canola, then they own that product because it's not natural. You can't own what is natural. But once you modify it and make it synthetic, like I just droned on about, then it is owned. So the vaccine, the not vax, is a synthetic, and it has been patented, and it has nano robots in it, and it has signatures on it, and it has been patented. And as so when your code is modified, then it is synthetic, or if you have offspring, then it is not the same. That is act truth. Yes, gain of function. And so that is the scheme for deep state, deep slavery, genetic ownership, along with financial ownership. And of course, if Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier is right, then there's a 20 million death in the next 2 years, and Deagle.com is right, projecting it's going to be a lot smaller population as well. But you can look at that movie, Percy versus Goliath, good movie, there is precedent being set there is you can patent what is made, what is synthetic. You can't patent what is natural. So once you are modified by that, you are modified, and there's going to be more of that. And they want to do a whole line of that along with finances. So this is, and you can actually see in there, you can see corporate spies in there, corporate espionage, stuff I work in all the time. And then if you take a look at latest films coming out, Sweet Tooth on Nex, about there's an event and there's modified kids, there's kids with antlers, there's kids with hair, goes back to the edge of the human hair grown on mice and growing ears and all of that stuff. Along with, let me see if I can see where they're, Percy versus Goliath, Sweet Tooth. And you can also look at the Solos episode. I think that's on Amazon. And the Sasha, where she's been locked up for 20 years to stay alive. And she's just talking to an AI all the time. You can see their plans on this. And Garlic Press says Tucker Carlson's unmasking. I think he's trying to push the envelope as much as he can. We're going to see more of that when the Fox 26 Veritas reporter who was just suspended comes out. But I've told you for a long time, I've worked with some reporters for a long time, and a lot of times they want to report the story, but it's cut off at higher, just like the ATF guys did not want to let the guns go. But the higher ups are controlling that. So that is a deep dive, and I've gone quite a bit over, but I wanted to make sure I got that out today. Probably. So I'm out of YouTube jail for being a bad sheep briefly, but probably not for long. Like, share, and subscribe this. Also, you'll be able to find it at jeffreyprather.com and BitChute and Brighteon and Rumble and CloudHub. And iHeart and all those other platforms. But the requirement here is to become self-reliant and self-sufficient. And that's what Team America is. And there's other folks doing that, but not with the focus quite of Team America. We're not about rallies. We're about working quietly behind the scenes. Just like today, there's Team America folks working the final day of the ballot counting up. And those are some pretty capable folks up there. So that is the intelligence report for today. This is not an opinion show, and this is not the news. This is something very different, and that's why it's presented very differently. For deeper dives, go to Patreon and Team America. If you're waiting on somebody else in your state to organize, stop waiting and do it. Take charge. If not you, who? So remember, the enemy is as ancient as the war. Respect, never underestimate the enemy. The first rule of war is to know when you are in one. Then know the battlefield. The terrain is always human. Discern via action, not words, friend or foe. Sheep from wolves. Victory or defeat depends on commitment. Faith defeats fakery. Infiltration is not immigration. Idealism is not realism. Religion is not God. Prayer talk is not kinetic. Yeshua flipped and whipped tables and traitors. If not you, who? Neighbor up, study up, train up, show up, link up with Team America, and take it back.